Perfect.
Yo, 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 what it do, everybody? It's your man Dre, aka Dre on Wheels. Y'all already know what it is. Welcome back, everyone, to the 1130 podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling. What's good, everybody, doing out there? Thank you guys for joining me back here for another episode of Talk Pro Wrestling. Good morning, good night, good afternoon to all my listeners all across the world, wherever you may be at, whether you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and you're watching on YouTube. Thank you for tuning back in, and make sure you subscribe to the 1130 podcast YouTube channel. If you like it, leave a comment and do all that great stuff. But you guys, man, like I said, it's Talk Pro Wrestling, man. We back at it. I got an amazing guest that's going to be joining me here on the show, Alexander Gold. He's the Ruthless. He's the SCW Heavyweight Champion, you guys, the DCW Champion. He's going to be joining you on the podcast, chopping it up, having some fun. Before we get into the show, don't forget to follow the 1130 podcast on all social media platforms. Guys, let's get into it. Alexander Gold, how's it going?
It is going great. Busy schedule, but busy's always good, so.
Appreciate it. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I'm not going to hold much of your time. You're a busy guy. How life treating you?
Life's treating me great. I can't complain. I mean, honestly, it gets better every day.
Okay, get better every day. But, yeah, man, you're the champion, man. You've been seen on AEW Dark. You've been all over the place. For my listeners and viewers that have been hiding under the rock, man, and have been checking you out, tell them something about you, man. Tell them something about the Alexander Gold, the Ruthless Alexander Gold.
Well, I am an amateur wrestler at heart. Within the last 2 years, I really honed in on that. So when I was on AEW Dark, I still had the trunk look, and it was through, through COVID and the quarantine with a lot of stuff. Had a great experience up there, and that's actually when I became Alexander Gold. Before that, I was actually Dusty Gold. Clearly going up to AEW, more eyes, and I wasn't able to use Dusty, so that's where I came up with Alexander Gold. And I've just kind of grown it from there and got just even better with it. And I've gone to the Butcher Cut singlet. My career's just gotten better since then. So it just keeps elevating higher and higher and higher. So it was it's a positive in a sense. Some people, when they have to do a gimmick change in a sense, it could be a negative. For me, it was a positive. So.
Okay. How was that experience working on AEW Doc for you?
It was amazing. Awesome locker room. Everyone's easy to talk to. Obviously just like tons of great talent up there. Definitely felt like I belonged. You know, they don't make the extras feel like they don't belong there, so, which is really good. I always felt that very at home. I was able to talk to a lot of the guys, so, and I've already known several of the guys that are up there for a while, so it also made it easier, you know, transition. Okay. When I went up there.
Okay, cool. That's dope. How you get into the wrestling business? Was you always a fan of it or grown up, or it's just something that just, you know, sprouted onto you as you got older?
Yeah, since I was like 4 years old, when I got introduced to watching wrestling, Monday Night Wars, fell in love with it, changing channels, you know, watching Monday Night Raw and WCW Nitro, just absolutely fell in love with it. And then the older I got, the more I just fell in love with it. And it's something I've always wanted to do, where everyone's like, I want to be a cop, I want to be a fireman. Growing up, I was always, I want to be a pro wrestler. There's never been anything else. It's always what I wanted to do. So I've always honed in and focused on what I needed to do to make that a possibility. And here I am now, so.
Yeah, that's what's up. How long you been wrestling?
I'm going on, 7 years? So I wasn't able to start right off the bat, right after I graduated high school, unfortunately, just because of my area, there was nothing available. So I did a little bit of mixed martial arts outside of it, just kind of keep honing my craft. I did amateur wrestling in high school, MMA after, but all that was just to get me prepared for wrestling. And then just one day, it happened to fall into my hands of being able to find a school that was close. I was actually the only graduate of my school before it shut down. And then I went out and made a name for myself on the indies. So I started when I was 25, unfortunately. I wanted to start when I was really young. A lot of these guys get in there super young, and, you know, I'm envious of that, but it's not what I, not that I couldn't get in. I make the best of what I'm doing now. So,
yeah. Do you feel like this is the perfect time that now that you're in it now that you didn't get it in the business as young as you did now?
Yeah. So okay. I honestly, it was perfect timing for me. I was in the best shape of my life when I was 25. I mean, I finally put on size. When I was in high school, I was 5 foot tall, 98 pounds. I was a little bitty guy. That's when I started lifting. And obviously, when I said I was going to be a pro wrestler, everyone laughed at me. I was like, oh, you're too small for that. So I was like, well, look at Rey Mysterio, right? Yeah. You know, he's small. And so I taught myself parkour, how to do flips and stuff like that. And then just kept hitting the gym really hard. I mean, I've been lifting now for what, 17 years, and I mean, it became a hobby that I loved to do. I mean, I have to train like every day. It's like a necessity for me. So
yeah, I'm a big fan of wrestling, man. You said people laughed at you. Why people laughed at you that you said you were going to be a pro wrestler, but they didn't believe that you could do it?
Right, because I was so small. So in high school, I was so little. They're like, nah, you know that. And plus, where I came from, I didn't come from, you know, like a wealthy family or in the business. You know, I came from middle class to low class family, and which is nothing terrible. But I managed to, you know, appreciate everything growing up a little bit more and work really hard for what I want. So. Nowadays, a lot of people expect stuff handed to them. I'm all about like working for opportunities, working for everything. I earn everything I get. So,
yeah, you're right. You're right. How you feel about the wrestling business as a whole today? You feel like people just want things handed to them, and you know, then it's not enough people earning.
Yeah, I think the younger generation is. No, I'm not saying some of them don't work hard, but a majority of the guys, especially the indie scenes, like. Guys just, they want to get in the business, and then, and on the indies, unfortunately, it's basically anyone that can buy a ring can start a company, start a school, and, like, a lot of guys don't go through the proper channels to get trained properly. I think that's, like, a downside to it, overall, I mean, there are some guys that are young, and, like, I mean, you got a lot of guys on AEW that were young, they worked hard, they scrapped hard for many years. They were able to start at a very young age and really scrap it out. So, I mean, that's why they're getting the opportunities that they're getting. So,
okay, cool. You see yourself on AEW in the near future, or you know, in somewhere? Oh, yeah.
Most definitely, I'll be back. So, I've had multiple opportunities up there. Unfortunately, I only got one match out of the three times I've gone, just unfortunate circumstances. With stuff and I'll be back. Okay. And I haven't been back with my new look, so I've been really honing in on that, so that way when I do come back I can show Tony that I belong up there and hopefully earn a contract. So
okay, hey, that's gonna be real dope, man. Alexander Gold, the ruthless Alexander Gold, I can't wait to see you back in AEW. But you guys, man, we're gonna move on here on Talk Pro Wrestling. Alexander, what keeps you inspired? What inspires you, and what keeps the passion, or what drives the passion for you each and every day for the wrestling, man?
I mean, my passion growing up was just watching all my idols. Like, I just wanted to be in the ring. So, watching on TV, I wanted that, and not even just for the fame, just because I just loved everything about wrestling, and so it inspired me to just keep training hard. I never looked at the business as a, you know, because I was always small. So it was more of what can I offer the business more than what the business can offer me. So that's why I learned parkour when I was smaller, because I was like, well, little guys, they high fly. So I need to learn that stuff so I can offer something to the business. Otherwise, you know, what am I there for? I need to, like, you needed to like leave your mark in the business. So it's more of a, what can I do to further the next generation, but still keep it better? Where it's not a lot of spot fest stuff, and it's you know, working, telling stories. There's time for spots, but like really telling a story is like, I love doing that. And I love working chain. Actually wrestling, a lot of guys nowadays don't do that. They want to go right into spots and do a bunch of stuff that is too much sometimes.
But who were some of your idols growing up in the wrestling business that you looked up to?
Chris Benoit. I mean, I know a lot. I mean, personally, in a personal level, obviously, you know, some bad things happen. But as a performer growing up, Benoit was always one of my favorites. I mean, he had that ruthlessness to him. He was just, he had it. It was, oh, man. Him, Eddie, Young Brock.
Yeah,
I loved when 2002 Brock, when he came in, like, dude was a monster. He was one of my favorites. Kurt Angle. Those are four of my top guys right there.
Okay. So you're more of a technique type of guy?
I'm a technician. I mean, I'm an amateur wrestler at heart.
Right.
So like,
you are right.
I'm a technician, but I also consider myself more of a hybrid because I can high fly too. So I fly really high for a guy that is able to do a lot of stuff that I do. So
yeah. I like it. I dig it. Speaking of, you just mentioned some of my old school wrestlers, though. Scott Hall, WWE legend, Hall of Famer, passed away this Monday. Any favorite moments of NWO or Scott Hall that you had?
I mean, the ladder match between him and John, that's like a legendary ladder match. So,
yeah.
I mean, I like the bad guy, Razor Ramon. Scott, I mean, NWO has this moments too. I think NWO kind of got out of hand towards the end. That's kind of like the downfall of WCW was, because there was too many guys that joined NWO, and then it just became too much. But the original NWO was dope, you know. No one expected Hogan to turn heel. So, I mean, I think it was – I mean, I loved the NWO when I was growing up.
Yeah, the original NWO, when – they just only had three people. That was pretty cool. And like you said, when it got out of hand, that's what drove everything all downhill from there, though. But definitely,
like, everyone on the roster was NWO at one point.
Yeah, so. Everybody was. Yeah. But I mentioned earlier, you're the SCW champion. You got a big match coming up, March Mania. You're going to be defending your title in a rematch against Keegan. Tell everyone about the rematch and, what you got planned for it.
We had a big final blowout show last November for SCW. And we needed to crown a new champion, and I won the tournament against Keegan in the finals. Good competitor. I think he's been like the longest reigning SCW champion before, and he's also was the very first SCW champion. As big as he is, I mean, he's no match for the ruthlessness that I bring to the table. So.
All right. Like you were just saying, man, you got your big match coming up March 26th at March Mania. You're going to defend your title. I know you're going to retain it. It's going to be dope, though. Anything you got in the future you got planned for Alexander Ergo?
I've got, so I'm about to be, actually, so I'm dipping my foot into the acting business, and I'm actually going to be in a Broadway play the whole month of April. I'll be doing a daily Broadway play about pro wrestling. It's called The Elaborate Entrance of Chad Dewey.
Okay.
I'm not sure how to say the last name, but yeah, so I got an opportunity for that. I'm actually hired on as the professional consultant, so I'm actually training all the actors in wrestling, which I start tomorrow on that. And I actually got a role in the play, so big opportunity for me. It's something I want to do. I want to kind of take that rock approach in a sense, and dabble into acting after I'm done. And this is kind of like a step in that direction. So.
Okay, cool. How you get into Broadway? Was it, like you said, was it something you always wanted to do?
Broadway wasn't always the idea, but acting. I want to get into some movies. I would love to do a superhero movie one day where I'm the lead role. Not really sure what superhero I want to be because, I mean, there's so many now that all the good ones are getting taken. So I'm sure I'll be one at some point. But I would like to have my own movie as a lead for a superhero movie or show even. I would love to do a show as well. So.
Okay, what type of superpowers would you have?
I mean, it just depends on, I mean, there's so many characters out there that, you know, whatever would fit me, I guess, in a role. I would love to do Green Arrow. I'd love to be Green Arrow in a movie. I think that would be dope. Maybe even the new Wolverine would be dope, where I actually wear the mask. So Hugh Jackman's been a great Wolverine, but he's actually too tall to be Wolverine. He's like 6'1", I think. So yeah. Wolverine's actually like 5'6". I'm taller than that too, but I'm shorter than Hugh Jackman is. So
okay, that's dope, man. That's dope. So you dabbing into some acting, man, and you're defending championships. You're kicking ass all over the place. Once again, I'm not gonna hold you too long. I appreciate your time and thanking you for coming here on the podcast, chatting with me. Before you go, any shout outs, any questions, anything you'd like to say?
So my Instagram is Alexander_gold 1990. I actually recently got hacked on my old one that I had, unfortunately, and wasn't able to get it back. So that's what started the Alexander Gold one. But so if it's not Alexander Gold, Alexander_gold 1990, it's not the right one to follow. But anybody can go follow me on that. And follow me on Instagram and on Facebook. I think I'm pretty maxed out on allowing friend exceptions. So a friend request or whatever they're called. So mostly just go hit me up on Instagram. That's where I'm going to do a lot of my posting. And I do a lot of stuff on there. So, yeah, I mean, other than that, this, if anyone's in the Northwest Arkansas area or really any town that you want to see me in, DM me the town, the company that's in that area, and I'll see if I can't make something happen. So
okay, cool. You heard it here, you guys, man. Alexander Gold, I appreciate you joining me this week here on Talk Pro Wrestling, man. Thank you. Stay safe and keep killing it, man. What you doing in the ring, man?
Always. Thanks for having me.
Yo, what up? This your boy Kendall Stones, AJ Kofi Weason.
This your boy DOE, Good Brother Bold.
And we are the Dirty Hills. You already know, man, you tuning in to 1130 Podcast. Not 7:30, but 1130.
Dude, that's my job. Not 7:30, but 1130.
Yeah. And you have been
Dirty Hills approved.
Yo, Alexander Gold, man, I appreciate you joining me this week here on the 1130 Podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling. It was a dope time chatting with you, man. For real. Yo, man, I got to get a new ring light. This ring light irritating me, like, for real. It's really irritating me. But, man, yo, this was a dope show, a dope short show this week, man. I'll be back at it next week with the commission. Warren Marlowe and Blackheart will be here on the 1130 Podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling, next Friday. Yeah, so shout out to my guy, Alexander Gold, the ruthless Alexander Gold, the SCW heavyweight champion, the DCW champion. Yo, man, he's killing it all over Arkansas and all over the many places. So, yo, if you're in this area or you're really down with your independent promotion that's in your town, hit up my man Alexander Gold up on Facebook or Instagram at his new Instagram, Alexander Gold 1990. And yeah, man, tell him, man, you want him in your town, man, for real. This was a dope one, dope episode. This Friday, the weekend is upon us. You guys, I hope you enjoy this little snippet, man, this dope short show this week. Man, I'll be back at it, like I said, next week. Tune in this Wednesday for a new episode of the 1130 Podcast, streaming on EB Radio and YouTube, man, for real. Yo, I'm out of here. Yo, rest in peace to Scott Hall. We're definitely talking about it on the commission. Check out my guy podcast, Buzzing with Marlo. Man, it was a dope episode. We've been doing the top 10 greatest wrestlers of all time, man. And it's a little controversial. It was our picks, though. But definitely tune that in if you want to hear some more wrestle talk. But that's it for this week, you guys. Yes, I'm sorry I had to leave off early. My man Alexander Gold didn't have that much time. But you guys, I don't have that much time neither, though. I'm about to leave off with you. Yo, Shaman Dre, a.k.a. Dre on Wheels, and I'm out.